And now we are joined by a cornerback from Notre Dame, an All-American, a finalist for the Jim Thorpe Award, the Notre Dame career leader in pass breakups, 61 tackles, 31 for loss, 3 fumble recoveries this season. The 2019 NFL Draft is coming up April 25th through the 27th. It is in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined by Julian Love. Julian, really nice to have you on. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Nice to visit with you. Let me ask you first, you had a huge season at Notre Dame. You could have come back for another season. So what was the decision-making process like for you, and ultimately what made you decide that this was the right time to come out?
Yeah, I mean, it was extremely tough. You know, I love Notre Dame. I'm from Chicago. So I grew up a Notre Dame fan, and I just loved everything about the university. And I have the past 3 years. At the end of the day, I had to think about it in terms of, you know, my body and the business decision. I've played every single game since I've been at Notre Dame. So that's 38 total. I started 34 of those. And, you know, I had to realize that I played a lot of football. And so NFL has kind of seen everything that I have. You know, they've seen a lot of film. And so I thought it was the right time to prepare for the draft and just really take my chance now.
Julian Love joining us. It's a great explanation. Let me take you back a little bit. When you were growing up and you were playing flag football for the Longhorns outside of Chicago back in the day, what were you like as a player at that point?
Well, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's similar to how I am now. I really just played for fun. I had, I got so many good relationships back then and developed great bonds with a lot of people, a lot of families. I still talk to a lot of them today, and I think that's what the game has been for me, just to really run around with my best friends every day and just have fun, really. And that's what it was like back when I was a Longhorn in Portage Park, and it's how it is now.
Julian Love joining us. At the same time, you were really analytical, even as a young kid. Your father, DT, talks about how he and your mother knew that you had something special about you when you were 8 years old and you were breaking down film of your rival team, the Razorbacks. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's all a credit to my mom. She recorded every single game, you know, just to really keep the memories at first. And so she recorded every type of event that my brother and my sister did. And, you know, that after every game, I would then go plug in the camcorder to the TV and really just watch the game over again, watch what's coming up, watching what happened, what I saw. And it really gave me perspective early on to, you know, a different line of view, something that I could have missed, something that, you know, I saw and did correctly. And I just did it because I just loved watching film, really, at a young age. And now that really has enhanced my game because I feel like I know how to watch film just because I've been doing it since I was 7 years old.
Talking to Julian Love, you know, I'll get back to that in a minute, but you played your high school ball at Nazareth Academy, and there's no denying that you were good. You were definitely good, but some Power Five schools were a little bit cautious about you, maybe because they had concerns about your size. What was the recruiting process like?
Thinking back, you know, it was tough at first. I didn't go to a big school. I went to a co-ed school of 800 kids, predominantly not good at football, the school was. And, you know, I did well. You know, I was on varsity my sophomore year, competed very well. And, you know, a lot of the big schools in the area, which are mostly Big Ten schools, weren't, you know, really interested. They were curious, you know, on my competition that I'm playing, my size, my speed, a lot of things. And it really took one school to take the chance, and that was Illinois early on, to get the ball rolling. Then other schools kind of went. And once they came in and saw me and talked to me, they kind of realized what I was about, and then that's when more offers came. It was tough, though. It was really tough at first, and seeing a lot of my friends who I thought I was better than, I could compete with, and getting a lot more offers than me because, you know, size or speed, and it was tough early on, but it all worked out, so I'm happy.
Julian Love joining us. It certainly did work out. Now, your father was always a huge, huge Notre Dame fan. The debate as to whether or not he had any tears in his eyes when you committed to ND, set the record straight. Were there any tears? Did it get dusty for a minute?
Yeah, BK offered. I committed on the spot, and my mom cried, and I believe my dad did shed some tears. They're both there. They're both very emotional. So that's definitely on the record that he cried.
All right. So then, knowing your history with the school, knowing how much it meant to everybody in the family, I've got to know, what was it like for you and your family when you ran out of that tunnel in a gold helmet for the first time?
It was unbelievable. I mean, it was everything I dreamed it would be. Every single game running out of that tunnel, I took a second to just look around to see and cherish everyone there, and you know, all the fans and my family, my friends, who really just supported me. And to this day, to my very last game, I really just enjoyed every single moment in that stadium, because it's just such a special place and a place that I grew up to love, really.
We're talking to Julian Love. He's getting ready for the NFL draft. You know, going back to that notion of you doing film work starting at the age of 7, you know, the reoccurring theme from analysts and coaches and people around you know that you don't just make plays based on natural ability. Certainly there's that, but also on your ability to know what seems like it's going to happen before it actually does happen. So, like, how does that play out? When you're on the field and you see a formation or a play starting to develop that you know what's going to happen, how does that feel? What's that like?
I mean, it feels pretty good, you know, when you feel that, key or that read is happening, that you've studied for, that you've been waiting for. I like to choose about 3 to 5, you know, instances of quarterback reads, you know, tackle sets, of certain things that I know a play is coming. I like to pick up on a few of them, and I basically wait until they happen, and I be aggressive. Part of that is just being confident. I think when you're confident in anything you do, you perform better. I mean, you're willing to take chances, and that's kind of how I have done, really. It's been great.
I like that. How much of that, for instance, the work that you do in the film room, how much of it is about looking at big picture stuff like formations? And then how much of that is about looking at little things like tendencies or weight shifts that a receiver might have that tips you off to what he's going to do?
Right. I think, you know, in college, a lot of it is focused on the big picture stuff, you know, formations, concepts, you know, routes. I think it's that, but I then when we watch film, I'm huge on like little tendencies and little things. What's every player's like, you know, what how many steps are doing to take a certain route, and little things like that is kind of what I get that's my bread and butter right there. And I think that's what led to my success, just really being intentional about the little details in film.
Got another moment or so with Julian Love. He's getting ready for the NFL draft. Now, your high school coach at Nazareth Academy used to tell you the game is a mousetrap and all the distractions are cheese. As you're getting ready for the NFL draft, what now is the mousetrap and what's the cheese? How do you go about focusing on things that matter?
Yeah, it's tough. I think, you know, the cheese is, you know, you're focusing on endorsements, you know, you're starting to have a little money in your pocket. You know, it's all the things you could be doing. When in essence, all that matters is just playing some football, just training, getting your body at its peak shape to compete and to show these coaches kind of what I'm about. And I think, I mean, that's a tough mousetrap for a lot of guys at this age. You know, you come out of college where you essentially had no money ever, and to a matter in a month, you know, you'll have more money than you know what to do with. I think that's a big trap for a lot of guys. But I called my high school coach, and he told me to put the cheese in the freezer. And hold off
great.
On it until the time is right.
That's great. And it is hard because if you've never had really anything and all of a sudden you have it all at once, number one, you can't really have any value for it because there's no perspective. And number two, you're probably telling yourself, I earned this, I deserve this, but you got to be careful with it. So finally, what about the combine? How do you approach that? I mean, that is so different than anything you've ever done, right? It's like the biggest job interview ever, but they're measuring just numbers. How do you approach that part of the process?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I mean, I'm still trying to get a feel for it, but it's essentially a bunch of football players preparing for a track track competition physically, in terms of our running, our sprints, and a lot of non-football related drills, in my opinion. To then being in a interview business setting, like you're interviewing for a job, and so it's a lot of things thrown at you, really, that you have to train for those specific things. You can't just train like, all right, you're good at football. Let's go out there and do what you do. You really have to train for these events and for this interview process, for the medical evaluations. It's a lot thrown at you, and that's supposed to throw you off. But as long as you guys stay cool, calm, and collected, everything should be great.
Knowing the way you approach it, you're not going to wing it. And, Julian, I think you've got the interview portion down. You don't have to worry about that. The draft is coming up April 25th through the 27th in Nashville. Julian Love, my guest. Julian, great to have you on the show. Good luck with that. Have fun with that. And I hope we can talk again once you make it to the NFL.
Yes, of course. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Nice talking to you. Man, he is smart. He is so smooth. I love that first answer, too, about how did you know it was time? I've played a lot of football. I've done a lot of things. There's a lot of tape. I don't know what else I can do. I think they know what they're getting. Let's go ahead and do this. So Notre Dame was in love with him, understandably so. How can you not be impressed?